Good day, everybody. From readaboutit.com, I'm Reed, and this is About It. And this is the all-sex edition. Yeah, it's a little bit creepy. I know, I apologize for that. But everything in the world of pop culture and everything else going on that I wanted to talk about this week, there's a certain theme that runs through it. It's about sex. It may not be comfortable sex. It might not be the kind of, you know, sex that's accepted by society, but what the heck, let's talk about it. So today, of course, I want to talk a little Spitzer with you and just about all that. First, though, the least comfortable kind of sex that I'll discuss today, Michael Jackson. He has somehow kept Neverland off the auction block. Just kept it out completely. He's somehow able to hang on to that in spite of everything that has happened to him. Michael Jackson, as Lewis Black says, you don't even need to tell a joke anymore. You forget a punchline of a joke, you just say Michael Jackson, and people laugh. You know, as much a fan as I am of the system breaking down and everything, just, you know, the wheels flying off, I was kind of looking forward to this. You know, to have an auction off the zoo and the rides and the llamas and the monkeys and the bones and everything else. But apparently, Michael Jackson's going to hang on to that. Is there anybody else in our society who is universally known as something really, really negative that we still tolerate hearing about? You know, everyone appears to think that Michael Jackson is a molester. And yet, we still don't do anything about it. And yet, we still just, they're re-releasing Thriller on CD. Isn't that great? Oh, isn't that wonderful? I can't go along with that. Just can't support it. All right, what else can I not support? Hulk Hogan having sex of any sort. Hulk Hogan getting divorced, and it's coming out now that Hogan had an affair with one of his daughter's friends. My question here is, why? The friend, let's just say she's probably got better options. I mean, Hulk Hogan is... He's Hulk Hogan. I mean, he was a great hero and role model before everybody noticed that he was on steroids. And this was probably 83, 84. I don't know. Cyndi Lauper and Mr. T were there the last time he was a good role model. Whatever year that would have been. This girl had to have options. Come on. Sometimes bad things happen to women because they have horrible taste. And you look at Hulk, and he's got the male pattern baldness island thing going, and his skin looks like a couch. Yeah, why do so many people go, yeah, I gotta hit that. I gotta get me a piece of that. Maybe I'll get my own reality show on VH1. So anyway, that's much like the last season of Nip Tuck, we're just making sex creepy today. The other thing that's been all the rage, of course, Spitzer or Swallow, that's the question. Spitzer and the hoe. This has been kind of fun to watch unfold, but the one thing, and there are two things about this, that's guys. Powerful men are gonna have sex with people. Need to remind you that I've covered athletes for most of my professional career, and I have seen the kind of women that throw themselves at the scrubs of the Dallas Cowboys, at guys who played special teams, and you know, wouldn't have running backs that wouldn't have 100 yards a season. And I've seen the kind of women that throw themselves at those guys. Mortal men cannot handle that. It's just not there. But as far as paying for sex, it may be more of an honest relationship, I think, than the whole groupie thing. I digress. The one thing I wanted to talk about is this Ashley Dupree, this alleged singer and prostitute. Is this the first time we've ever had a criminal that we all went to their MySpace account? Is that where society has gone? For the first time, there's somebody out there who has a MySpace and a Facebook, and everybody knows about it, and that's where they go. I mean, just think about it. Every picture that you've seen of her, she posted herself on her MySpace. It's like a My Criminal Space account. You know, they give you the information that they want. It's just society has really turned itself around now. I mean, if Charles Manson were doing it today, he'd have his own website. You'd be able to sign up online, and you know all those great advancements in society. Sometimes they're really not that much advancements, and they don't really help society that much. But thank goodness for the internet. So if nothing else, we could at least see pictures of the prostitutes. Yeah, okay. All right, that'll do it. Let's see, Michael Jackson, Hulk Hogan, and Spitzer and the Prostitute. I think I've made sex creepy enough for one day. That's going to do it for readaboutit.com's Friday Popcast. Thanks for tuning in for this one. We will be back next Friday. And as always, I use the royal we. It's just me. But we'll be back next Friday with more. Until then, have a great weekend and a great week, everybody. I'm Reed. So long. And as always, Seacrest out.